Talking with Harlan head football coach Todd Blatt, his team getting ready for their district opener with Carroll on a Friday night. And coach, first off, looking back to last week, get the first win of the year under your belt against Denison Schleswig. Tell me about that game and what stood out to you as you guys got in the win column.
Well, we kind of challenge kids to do a few things that are very key to winning football games and putting yourself in position to win football games. You got to win that turnover battle. You got to make plays in space on defense, limit the amount of broken tackles that happen in a game. Offensively, you got to break some tackles. You got to create those explosive plays offensively and limit the explosive plays that are coming from the opposing offense. So those were kind of the tasks that we had set in front of them. And, in the end, we hit most of our goals there. We're just shy. So, that's kind of a recipe that can lead to some success for sure.
Yeah, and I know you guys aren't ones to make excuses there at Harlan, but you played three really good teams to start the year. What did you guys learn through those first three games that will, help you Friday night and will hopefully help you moving forward?
Well, it's inches on the field, they happen on every play. And, we aren't going to make excuses. We didn't play well enough. So we got to be in a little bit better position. Our technique was a little wrong on some things, that would have put us in better situations, and then just misaligned a couple times, whether it's offensively or defensively, that cost you, little things like not being able to come downhill on a bubble, it eliminates 2-3 yards from your play, and then all of a sudden you're staring at the six going second and seven rather than second and five or four. So we got to find the inches that allow us to put our offense in better situations and also our defense get into more third and manageable defensively.
Four games in the books. At halftime Friday night, we'll be halfway through the regular season. What's the one or two things you like the most about your team so far?
Well, they're resilient and they're focused here. It's kind of a tough situation right now, but we're in control of our own destiny with district play being the main ingredient for making it to the second half of the season there. So they're focused. They know what we need to do. They know what's at stake, and we're gonna try to get them in positions to make plays.
Now, looking to Friday night district opener with Carroll, their record is a bit deceptive because they've played everybody close and they've played some really good teams. As you prepare for them, what are the early thoughts on what you're seeing from them?
Ooh, they got some horses up front, no doubt. They're real deep in the trenches. They got running backs that run the ball real hard. Linebacking crew flies around, makes plays. Defensive backs are sticking on people. They do a lot of things very well. They line up very well on defense. Offensively, they execute their game plan and they stick to it throughout the whole game. So they're well coached, and it's going to be a battle.
Yeah, and looking at their offense, they've ran the ball a lot. What will you guys have to account for on Friday night going against their offense?
Well, the run always opens up the pass, but you got to stop the run. They like to put the ball in somebody's hands, and there's a few of them that you can't really just lock one guy down. They like to spread out the love, and I think they got three or four guys that are averaging over 4 yards a carry. So that's pretty impressive for what they're doing, especially when you got, one kid has over 80 carries, another kid has over 40 carries. So they're spreading it out and keeping defenses on their toes, no doubt.
And then, your offense going against their defense, I know you're going to say turnovers and penalties are big, and they obviously are. Aside from those, what's the most important thing on Friday night?
Well, you gotta make plays in space. When your number's called up, you can't allow broken tackles. Those extra 2-3 yards put the sticks in a favorable position for the offense. And you gotta limit eliminate as much as possible the explosive plays. You know, explosive plays are, you could set them up whatever you want, but most teams say 15, 20 yards. So we got to limit those. You know, we'd love to have it limited to zero, but this is a very tough Carroll team that does have some explosive players, no doubt. So that's going to be our focus other than the turnover margin and penalties there, especially frivolous pre-snap penalties.
As you mentioned, you know, as you get into district play, I mean, you guys still control your own destiny. Speak to the approach that you guys carry into probably not just Friday night, but moving forward through the rest of the regular season, knowing that you still control your own destiny.
One at a time. You know, I think you have to – football is very demanding. You know, it's kind of – football is a lot like life. You know, you miss things as an inch here, an inch there. You know, you're a half second too late in football and you don't quite get it. And so that's kind of the big thing. We got to focus on what we can control. And the only thing we can control right now is what happens on the opening kickoff on Friday night. So we're going to prepare this week and simply looking at this game.
That's Todd Blatt, head football coach at Harlan. Coach, always appreciate the time. Thank you and wish you the best of luck on Friday.
Thanks a bunch. Go Cyclones.